Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that I'll
Welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5, and 3, the voice of the free. And remember, if you are traveling through the tri-state, you can listen in on 106.3 in Golden Valley and Kingman, 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu. If you have any questions or comments during the show, you can text us at 928-727-5566. Or you can call in at 928-854-5687. Before I hand the show over to our host, we want to thank our sponsors, Blonzi's Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Meat Pool and Supply, Trailside Firearms and Trading Company, Parker's Collision Center, and Perfectly Pressed Cleaners. This show is brought to you by co-creator Red Bull Ronnie, operations manager Paul Lavoie, and your co-hosts Melissa Lucas and Jim Chaney.
Thank you, Marissa. Good morning. Good morning, well, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream here.
Living the dream in America, 250th birthday on this Saturday.
It's coming up.
But, you know, still in America, there are things that happen that I just don't understand. There was the NBA draft, and the Lakers traded up to get a better draft pick, which I just didn't understand because they already drafted Bronny James.
I did not know that. We have a guest today. Welcome to the show. Oh, Havasu Ray.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Put that a little closer to your mouth there.
Let the listeners
hear that Scottish accent there.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Okay. There's our best.
You don't even have it.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. Perfect.
You don't even fake it.
Much better. So America's turning 250 years old soon. Do you remember the bicentennial?
Absolutely.
I do not.
Are you giving me an age?
Yeah.
So,
eighth grade.
So they'll call the next one the tricentennial in 50 years?
Let's hope.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, the tricentennial.
Do we have a special quarter for, like they did in the bicentennial, for the 250? Because I haven't seen one or heard any scuttle about that.
I don't know.
And I collected those bicentennial quarters for as long as I can remember.
Where's
our quarter?
Was fun.
That maybe Trump could put his face on it. He's been wanting to do that. I don't know. Maybe we'll suggest that.
They may even release after the big D.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a secret and I just let it out of the bag.
So let's introduce our guest.
Yes. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
All the way from Scotland. 1996 is when you moved here.
Yes. Yeah, it was when I came here on a visa.
On a visa.
Yeah.
1986?
96.
96.
Yeah.
After the bicentennial. 20 years after the bicentennial.
Oh, same place. And, yep.
Okay, I did just look it up. They are releasing quarters, and they're calling it the semi-quincentennial quarters. So they are going to release some new coins and also collectible ones.
Quincentennial being 500 years.
Yeah, they called it the semi-quincentennial, they're calling it.
Okay, so halfway to five? Is that what...
I guess.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know.
Well, Ray, their pronoun is they.
We're all over the place today. So when our country was started in 1776, the founders talked about our rights coming from God or a creator. Did you know that 13 out of the 13 colonies all were on that page with God being part of the building of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
But there were individuals that were not really on that page, like Thomas Jefferson, and that's where we came in with our separation of church and state.
Right.
We didn't want the church running the state.
We do have a audio clip today, and it gives a little background about George Washington and how he was collecting letters after he was got the presidency. After he was elected as president, he went to all 13 colonies and, you know, basically started the shaking hands and kissing babies thing, met all the people.
You know, and George really had a thing. Everywhere he'd go, they'd have a ball. And reading his biography, a quirk about George Washington, he'd go to a ball, he'd dance with all the ladies. He was married, loved his wife, but he really liked the ladies, and the ladies really liked him. He was 6'2", he was a big dude back in the day, and he would dance with them, and he always inevitably end up writing a letter to a buddy saying, you know, I danced with 163 Southern belles.
Oh, wow.
I went to Massachusetts.
Quite the player.
I danced with 247 ladies. He counted them.
Wow.
It wasn't like, nice to meet you, oh, great. Yeah, I danced with all the ladies, but he counted each and every lady he danced with. Oh, my.
We have a local, I'm not going to say their name, but we have a local one that every gig I play, he must have danced with like 20 different girls throughout the night.
But is he a good dancer?
He must be.
He is fun. It's
okay.
It's in his eyes, he's a good dancer.
In your eyes only.
I wonder how the British people thought about America breaking off and starting our own country.
Well, apparently they weren't too fond of it.
Since it was such a big... I mean, you've got a different perspective coming from there.
Scotland wanted to break away for many years, but it wasn't going to be feasible financially to do so. So it's always been sitting in limbo, but it's been talked about, but never really taken seriously, if you know what I mean. So and then Ireland kind of did a little bit in most part, although Britain still holds on to the northern side. But otherwise, yeah.
I always wonder what the other countries think of us when they're looking over here. You came over here because you wanted to... have freedom of...
Well, in that time, it was after the Margaret Thatcher years, and the British economy was pretty flat. It was levelled. And it was, here's a free house, here's a free cheque, you don't have to work, you can just do nothing and just, you know... I didn't want that. I wasn't going to live like that, so I decided to look at other options about getting out and coming somewhere else where an opportunity in America was looking for people because they just couldn't get jobs filled and things. So I took opportunity, a Scottish company that had assets over here in America that were looking for staffers and workers and managers and stuff, and did the visa paperwork and came over here.
To the land of opportunity.
To the land of opportunity, where there was, because in Britain at that time there was nothing. I mean, literally the steelworks, the coal mines, the car plants, everything had been shut down, you know, and people furloughed, and here's your check, here's your house, you know, just relax, don't worry about it, it's all good, you know. Yeah.
Interesting. So, land of opportunity lands right into a casino in Las Vegas.
Pretty much.
It's fun.
That's an opportunity.
20 years in the casino business, yeah, I know. I mean, never a dull moment.
Oh, come on now. There's some.
Oh.
Because I worked in that industry, too. There's some when you're a pit boss and you're just standing there going, oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was days like when it's slow on the floor and everything, but in upper management, when you're wearing a lot of hats and trying to manage different things, different people, also, yeah, it can get a bit crazy.
We just got a text regarding your question to how they thought of us when we established independence.
Mm-hmm.
Independence wasn't well received in Britain. It was considered treason to sign the Declaration of Independence. Punishment, death.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yikes.
And even to this day in Britain, it's still like that. They don't tolerate any of that. We're pretty lax on our policies as far as things like treason are concerned, whereas Britain still take care of it like first time, no second and third chances.
Is there freedom of religion over there?
I guess there is now. They're having a lot of problems over there with the various religions and stuff like that through mass immigration, so it's come, some areas it's coming to a head, you know, in other areas yeah, it's London, especially London and Paris and places like that, they're having a lot of difficulties with it.
You know, Ray, and talk about, people say, oh, it's a melting pot. America's a melting pot. Mm-hmm. Well, some people come here and they prefer not to melt. And that's a problem.
Assimilation.
But you have assimilated because you have this nickname now, Havasu Ray.
Yes.
But you're from Scotland.
That's right.
You're not Scotty Ray.
It could be if they call me that, yeah.
You're Havasu.
That's right. Ray.
But you have a unique perspective of, and having worked in the casino industry like yourself, meeting people coming here who want to become Americans.
Yes.
And we had, and her, I want to say her first name, but maybe I shouldn't, but a really nice young lady, and she was going through the process, studying the test to become an American.
Yes.
And here I am, I'm the college graduate, and she would ask me, you know, Jim, and sometimes you have to kind of go, ooh, who is it? Tell us about what you may perceive you had to study to take that test that the average American is ignorant of.
Well, it's just starting to study the American history and everything from a handbook that the immigration department hands you and tell you this is basically the questions that they'll ask you, this is the answers, and then, you know, and then you read the history and everything. But part of the declaration of becoming an American citizen, or just a permanent resident to come here and work here, you had to sign a waiver to state that you will assimilate into American culture. Because if I did, and many others
Interesting.
Did. But if you didn't assimilate, that was a package back home, because they wouldn't tolerate that back then. Now we're having all sorts of issues with people not assimilating into our culture and causing, and that's in Britain too. So there is a waiver in the immigration paperwork that you do sign to say that assimilation is definitely part of the package.
Well, hold up here. I got a question.
Yeah.
So we're freedom of religion. What if you're a Muslim and you're wanting to bring your idealism from Iran over here? That is death to America.
Right.
Is that view protected?
No, because in that time, if that was your slogan to come to America, to say death to America, then I'd imagine that's not going to get you, or wouldn't have got you, past a certain threshold of the immigration process.
Now,
with open borders and waived policies, it has happened, and now we have a culture like that here in our country that basically, and it's other countries too, that basically want death on the culture of the people who live in that country. So it's like a war, basically an act of war.
You used a word there a couple of times that is key, and it's death. It's death. And I think a lot of Americans have trouble digesting the fact that there are people that, based on our belief of freedom, that we deserve death, because freedom includes a lot of things that are totally against their belief and their Muslim system.
Yeah, they're coming from third, fourth world countries to our lovely country, and they don't like what we have. So they want to destroy it. That's what they've been trained to think, and they're bringing that to here, and then it creates a problem for everybody around us, you know.
Even if it's a seed in their brain when they're young, and this just came out of the Supreme Court this morning about the birthright issue.
Uh-huh.
And still, if you're born in America, if you're born in a house in Chino with a Chinese mom who's been here a week, and there's 20 other Chinese moms in this house in Chino, California, in a two-story house in a neighborhood, just pumping out the babies, they're Americans. And now mom gets to stay.
Well,
but they teach them these communist things, and that is in their brain, and that's against the American system. It doesn't mesh.
I think we're the only ones that do this. I'm not sure of any other countries that do the same thing about birthright citizenship, you know, so I think we're the only ones.
Well, I know Great Britain has a lot of thing with a lot of Arabs running around
yeah.
London, a whole lot of them, but I see...
Out.
But excuse me, Ray, I see that Marissa is over here, and she wants us to take a break. You're listening to the Voice of the Free. This is KNTR Happy 250th Birthday America.
Next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, The Voice of the Free. That's actually an American song by a three-piece man Canadian band. That is Triumph. And before we get back into the show, we want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible to bring to you. Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. From auto parts and paint, hardware, and firearms, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware is your one-stop headquarters for just about it all. Visit goldenvalleyhardware.com. Annie's Thrift Shop. Every treasure you find at Annie's Thrift Shop helps support local charities, making every bargain a blessing. Off Northern Avenue in Kingman. Neat Pool and Supply. Family owned since 1970, Neat Pool and Supply has everything to turn your backyard into the oasis you deserve. Located at 52 Scott Drive in Havasu. And Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. Buy, sell, trade, or track down that hard-to-find firearm at Trailside Firearms and Trading Company. The trail to a fair deal starts on Main Street in Havasu at trailsideftc.com. All right, back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Marissa. Well, the Founding Fathers held a range of religious views. They weren't all Protestant. They weren't all Quaker. They weren't all Catholic. They were all different faiths. And that was part of their the freedom of religion. George Washington recognized that he was Protestant, but the other people fighting along next to him were of other different faiths.
But they were all Christian.
They all believe in the Bible.
Or agnostic. But there weren't Muslims.
Correct.
And Islamists.
Yeah, I don't know that the forefathers could have foreseen what we are dealing with today.
They might have, because they were fighting off pirates over in the Mediterranean.
It's true. They might have. I don't know. It is an interesting thing to look back, though, on actually how our nation was founded. And we have a little clip here that we're going to play. It's a little 42-second clip from Fox News. And she's pulling it up right now.
George Washington was newly inaugurated as president and was beginning to travel the nation to meet Americans in all 13 states. He received letters of this sort all the time. One of them that he received from John Carroll, it was also signed by a signer of the Declaration of Independence, his cousin Charles Carroll, powerfully argued for religious freedom and for Catholics in full inclusion in the American Republic. In the letter, there's this great passage where Carroll writes, "Whilst our country preserves her freedom and independence, we," and he's speaking there of Catholics, "shall have a well-founded title to claim from her justice equal rights of citizenship, as the price of our blood spilt under your eyes and of our common exertions for her defense, under your auspicious conduct, rights rendered more dear to us by the remembrance of former hardships." Carroll's remembering 8 years of George Washington's service as Commander-in-Chief through the Bloody War for Independence, and saying, as Washington fully knew, Catholics were a part of that battle from the start and served under his leadership to win independence.
So there you go. Did you know that George Washington was actually out there on the field fighting for 8 years?
I did not.
Wow. It sort of puts a different perspective on what that first president.
He didn't even become president until...
years later.
1790?
1879?
I don't know.
I mean, 76 was... but yeah, it took a while.
Yeah.
You know, Ray?
Yes.
Habsu Ray?
Yes.
From Scotland?
Absolutely.
When you had to study for that test to become an American?
1789.
1789. Oh, yeah. A long time from the signing of the Declaration of Independence until he actually took the office and he was our first president. There's arguments about, well, so-and-so was technically the first president. But anyway, we accept that George was our first president. But what, when you were studying to become an American, what was the one thing that struck you that you were being taught or having to study to become an American that, say, American high school kids walk out of high school not really being aware of?
Education, mainly, because just a lot of dropouts at that time, you know, people just leaving, going straight to work if there was jobs available versus or not work at all. So it was kind of a, in that time frame when the work ethic was starting to fade and kids didn't care if they worked at all, so they didn't really get their education because maybe they wanted to make themselves somewhat unemployable.
Well, did you have to learn, like, the names of the people who wrote Common Sense?
They might have touched based on, it was a long time ago, so they might have touched based on some of the names and, you know, senators and past presidents and all the other stuff as it goes, because it was kind of like a multiple choice, A, B, or C, you know, type question. You tick a box and just kind of, so you studied the handbook and then try and memorize as much as you could and then try and get the test.
And like, you keep in mind that C is always the most common answer on a multiple choice.
Yeah, yes. It's like an 85% out of 100 to pass.
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yes. But the things on that test are not the types of things where if you took etymology and your Greek and Latin root words, you could take a guess. These were things you had to learn about these people.
You had to learn a bunch of stuff to try and get at least an easy pass on it. And the first time, lucky, I usually had to wait a month or so to get another chance to get another test because there was a waiting list.
How many times did you take the test?
I got it first time because I didn't want to go back again because it was too much having to wait for weeks and end and then have to take time out to go do it again. So
you knew to become an American citizen, you had to study, and you studied because you didn't want to have to do it again.
That's right, yeah.
God bless you. Yeah. You know, one thing, and I just want to comment, and I'm going to point out a citizen. I'm going to say he's a citizen because, well, he sure looked like one. And I thought, one of the things that's great about America is I'm pulling into the station here today. Well, I'm coming off of 95, and there's a guy making a left-hand turn. This one over here is, what's the street over here?
This little offshoot here?
The one next to Mesquite. McCulloch.
Oh, my damn.
Next.
Swanson? And then we get Mesquite.
The very first street right here.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, there's this blonde guy, and he is wearing his mask to keep the wind off of his face, and he's not on what they call a pocket motorcycle, but he's on like a, I'm going to call it a midget motorcycle, halfway the size between a pocket motorcycle.
Was it an e-bike?
No, it appeared to me to be gas-powered, and he's just cruising along his blonde hair waving in the air, and I looked and I said, that looks fun. And you know what? Havasu is based on fun.
Yes.
Americans like to have fun.
Yeah.
We like to go do fun things. We like to go out on the lake and get on that, what do you call the thing? Jet skis, no, but the thing where they hook it up to the jet ski on a hose and you fly around in the air on the jet.
Oh, I don't know what that's called. I don't either. It's like, you know, a hover or something. I don't know.
A hoverboard? It's not exactly a hoverboard.
No, because hoverboards are the two-wheeled things you ride.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's,
you know,
called.
Whether it's the guy down here by the shopping center with his pontoon boat with his 400-500 horsepower outboards. You know, Americans get a little extreme about it, but Americans like fun.
Yeah.
I was pulling into Las Vegas Sunday night, and I was shocked. I'm pulling into the airport, perfect view of the Sphere and downtown, or the Strip, and all of a sudden it erupted in fireworks off of the Sphere up there,
the stratosphere.
Yeah. Boom, all around the circle of the stratosphere and off of every building, the timing perfectly simultaneously, boom, fireworks everywhere.
And you can see them from afar.
Yeah.
If you're the further away you're away, you get a better view of the fireworks. When you're standing on the Strip, you're only going to see what's right above your head and nothing more. But from the distance, I used to go to the Green Valley Ranch and stand up in their car park and watch, and you could see every firework from every angle of the strip.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the best view in the city.
I usually see them from the air. I flew in last night as well.
Mm.
But I, from above, looking down on them.
I've done a few when I was a kid.
That must be a cool
mm-hmm. Yeah, 4th of July's in Havasu, firing them off the, you know, out there off of the island and stuff. And it's great. And I want people to be able to go and enjoy and have fun. And yet we have people now that don't want us to have fun on the 4th of July because they're mad at President Trump.
Yeah.
We didn't do that when Carter was president, and Carter, almost the exact same situation with gas out of the... history's kind of repeating itself, except it's being handled differently this time around. And
that's the problem. Like, a lot of people get, like, so, I'm going to call it politically mad these days. They have to realize that 4th of July isn't about the current state of the... We're celebrating our founding fathers. We're celebrating America way back then, not... And I'm going to say it, you can yell at me, but not the mess that America is today. We're celebrating our roots.
That's right, yeah.
Maybe you need to think of it that America has always been a mess.
Well...
And we never before said, I'm not going to celebrate this country.
Well, I guess I'm just now seeing it more because I'm paying attention more.
Okay.
But
okay, when I was in high school, things were kind of a mess because Carter was president.
Right.
We had hostages held for over 400 days by the Iranians. Things were a mess. But we didn't go out there and stand in Main Street in downtown Huntington Beach, where I grew up watching parades, and go, I'm not celebrating America. I'm not doing that. No, we all got out there and celebrated America.
Speaking of childhood, when I was a little girl, I put my hand on my little beating heart and said a pledge allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, every day in elementary school. When my children, so my oldest daughter was born in 1990, when my children went through elementary school, my oldest two children did the pledge of allegiance every day. But my youngest child did not. So sometime between 2000, 2001, it ended in the particular elementary school that my kids went to.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked that up. How many people, how many schools still do the Pledge of Allegiance? I always circle back to the children, and they're the future. It's interesting that... It is up to the district now. Some schools,
that's crazy.
Yeah, some schools do it once a week with the morning announcements on Monday announcements.
Once a week.
Some schools choose not to do it at all. Marissa, you...
I did it every day.
I'm just...
Morning announcements. Also, for a while, I think it was like kindergarten through third, we would also read the preamble every morning.
And you went through Lake Havasu Public School all the way through.
From all the way through.
Kindergarten through high school, and you did it every day?
From preschool to high school, actually. But
nice.
Yes, we would do the Pledge of Allegiance with morning announcements every day. And for a while, we also did the preamble. They don't do the preamble anymore, but in our district, Pledge of Allegiance every day.
I personally think this is important. I think it's important to the children. However, I was called out from somebody on the left having a conversation about this before the show, and they said that, no, you're indoctrinating the children by having them pledge allegiance to a flag.
What?
I'm just...
So,
I'm just
shoot the messenger.
I mean, it is an interesting perspective.
I want to ask a question that, unfortunately, kind of almost needs to be asked, and as you listen, listeners, you may not understand the depth of the question. Marissa and Melissa, when you did the Pledge of Allegiance, which flag did you do it to?
The one with the 50 stars.
The one with the 50 stars? How about you?
Same.
Same? You didn't do it with the colorful stripes?
You mean the rainbow flag?
Yeah.
That one didn't get hung up until, that one is hung up in classrooms, at least all over in Oregon. That one was not, was after my, I graduated in 1990.
So we've had teachers.
I've seen countless having
videos. Their little children.
Yes.
Grade elementary school pledging to the gay flag.
Is there a saying that goes along with it?
No, they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance.
But they're just staring at
the flag. They're looking at is she substituted the flags.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, these things are happening in America.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you.
Hang on. Before we drift too far, we do need to take another break in a minute. So
okay.
Wrap up your last thought.
We, in the United States, there's certain things we uphold. We learn how to fold the flag in grade school. We never let the American flag touch the ground.
Yeah.
We respect our flag to a higher respect than most countries. But you growing up in Scotland, here in America, we all used to do the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. Did you guys do anything like that in Scotland?
No, we just say our morning prayers and basically
morning prayers?
Morning prayers, things like that.
In school?
In school, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, but we didn't have the two Scotland flags, the British flag. But, you know, then they were present in the main part of the school, the assembly hall, but not in the classrooms at the time. But otherwise, yeah.
All right, you guys, text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR and tell us your thoughts on this. Mm. Cut to a break.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Common Ground on KMTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. Before we jump back in, we want to thank the rest of our sponsors. Parker's Collision Center. Fender benders to full-size RVs and semis, Parker's Collision Center has over two decades of experience in Mojave County's largest state-of-the-art paint booth. Play into Donkey, they'll paint it and fix it all, Mojave Valley. Perfectly pressed cleaners, dry cleaning, laundry service, and delivery from Kingman to Parker for just $10. Perfectly pressed cleaners lets you skip the chores and get back to life. Havasu Local. Let me flip the page here. And our last sponsor, Blondie's Steakhouse. Mouth-watering steaks, unforgettable breakfast, and the kind of flavor that keeps Havasu coming back. Blondie's Steakhouse off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills.
Just in time for Taco Tuesday. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Marissa. Yeah, there's so good. This is Melissa Lucas. I am here with my co-host Jim Chaney and Havasu Ray, and we are talking about the America 250, Pride in America, right here on Common Ground. So you just said something before the break that in school you said your morning prayer.
Yes.
And was that led by the teacher?
When I was a young lad, it was the nuns.
The nuns?
The nuns, and then when school teachers had to be certified, then the nuns had to retire off and then basically let the teachers step in. And, of course, I was a lot of student teachers at the time, you know, because the new certifications were coming in. We had a few of the old head nuns were coming around, but pretty strict Catholic school back in the days in the old country. Yeah.
Okay, Ray, but what came out, though, you weren't in a public school because the nun was teaching. So you were in a Catholic school?
Catholic school, which was still public. You didn't have to pay fees or anything like that. Anyone in the community could go there. And we had Protestant schools in the area, too.
Really?
Catholic schools, yeah. So,
Interesting.
Different way of doing things.
See, I love talking to people from different countries. It's just fascinating to me.
Did they have rulers, the nuns?
Yes, and leather straps and maybe the occasional cane across the butt cheeks. You know,
did you get the message?
Oh, we got the message, all right. You didn't nestle the nuns, I'll tell you that.
There ought to be football teams called the nuns.
That's right.
That'd be pretty terrifying across America.
Yeah,
but I do find that interesting that that we are teaching our children to do the Pledge of Allegiance of the flag, and that they're starting their day with prayer at school.
Well, if the nuns are teaching it, and it's a Catholic school, you do that.
Yeah. Or the Protestants in school, they all would, assuming, have prayers?
Yeah, they have their prayers, yeah. They had a difference of opinion to be Protestant versus Catholic, but it wasn't, like, life-threatening like it is today.
I don't feel like, I mean, to me it's all just good versus evil, and they're all on the good side. The president, the Quakers, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, they're all, as long as they're on the side of the Bible, they're on the good side.
Correct, well, yeah. But the hour before us here, the Brian Kilmeade show, and they played a clip of RFK Jr., and he said, I'm not going to impersonate him, okay. Had to stop myself, but
such self-control.
He said, you know, my father and my uncle would not recognize the Democratic Party today.
He's right. I agree. The pendulum has swung so far to the left and so far to the right.
And what's the difference between communism and freedom?
Quite a difference, actually. Yeah, the difference.
Your take on it.
It's frightening how people are born and raised here have leaned towards the communist side, and they hate their own country so badly they'll burn the flag. It's sad.
A flag that represents freedom and your ability to say what you want to say, and they burn that symbol. Mm-hmm. And they think that's okay. I believe strongly you don't burn the American flag to try to make a point. That's thing that symbolizes your right to make a point. And once you've burnt it, you have forfeited your right to ever give any opinion again. And I'm surprised more people don't get hurt when they do that.
Oh, the burning of the flag? Yeah.
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 It's hard to watch when you see somebody do that. We were taught that it's not supposed to touch
the
floor.
If I saw it in person, I don't think I could watch.
No.
I could not watch that.
That's very true. She just said we were taught it's not supposed to even touch the floor.
You can't.
Respect for America is
we could've
gone because, just like you said, the parties are unrecognizable. We've changed so much from what we used to be.
Yeah, yeah. And then during the riots in California at the time, they weren't even waving an American flag. They were waving a Mexican flag at the time. Well, they were burning
the American
flag.
You made a point. Let's go to some of the things that you were talking about. You had a name for the folks down in San Diego?
Oh, the homeless people. Yeah, it's what we called the town Bum Diego.
Bum Diego.
Bum Diego.
Bum Diego.
There was more homeless bums in Bum Diego than there was of anything else.
Yeah, in San Diego, and I saw this firsthand, we had to park. With a parking meter, we had to put the coins in the parking meter and then step over a guy in a pup tent.
Yeah.
Sleeping, camping right on the sidewalk in downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Salem, where I was yesterday, my son owns a house in Salem on State Street, off State Street, right downtown. He had a homeless person die on his front porch.
What?
He literally came home from work and had to call the police after he stepped over a body on his front porch.
Wow.
That was very inconsiderate of that man.
Yeah. Well, they're just all over.
You know, people try to say things like, oh, is that hurting anybody? Well, you know what? Every time somebody dies and they have no family, they have nobody here in Mojave County, I believe it costs us right around $7,000. Now, there's a lot of us here, and that's not a lot out of our pocket. But the heat gets hot, and
they dehydrate,
and they die, and we end up paying for it.
Yeah.
I believe this one was a drug situation, because it wasn't super hot. But
should have gone to LA and got his free teeth.
He told me that he lives on the water. He has a mill creek running through his backyard. So. And then there's, again, right on State Street, this is one of the main streets in Salem. There's a little encampments all over the place on different corners and where there's traffic. And he said that when he walks to his car, he walks past an encampment, he knows their names.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're literally in his front yard or right next door to his property.
Ray, let me switch gears for a quick second, but going back to the theme of what did you do in the morning? What day? Okay, here we celebrate the 4th of July, and it's incredible now that some people don't want to celebrate it. But in Scotland / Great Britain, what's your equivalent celebration?
St. Patrick's Day.
But you're Scottish.
Well,
no excuse to go party.
He was born in Ireland.
But we actually celebrate 4th of July in Britain, because, again, it's a celebration that we have, because we have no axe to grind with America. So we'll celebrate their holidays. Yeah, and it's a good party. And then we'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day over here, because it's a good excuse to go out and party and get drunk.
Really? They celebrate America's 4th of July in
Britain? Yeah.
Trafalgar Square. There's a statue of Lincoln.
Yeah.
But you don't celebrate Great Britain Empire Day or something?
I don't really know if we have one.
Wow! Yeah.
See, Britain is...
We are a unique country, aren't we?
Are we going to come back after this?
Yes, yeah, one more.
Okay,
this is our final break of the hour.
Okay, so listen to our sponsors, support our sponsors, be proud of being American. This is KNTR. You're listening to Common Ground, and we'll be right back after this.
Everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a national party. 'Cause all I see is the
Welcome back to Common Ground on KNTR Talk 106.7, 5 and 3, the voice of the free. We got a few minutes to wrap up our final thoughts here and talk about America's 250.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. Almost all founders agreed that government should not force religion or pick one church. This was a big break from Europe, and this created space for faith or no faith to flourish. This variety shows that the founders sought common ground themselves. If you look at it that way, shared belief in God, given rights, freedom of conscience, and virtue, while disagreeing on the details. Does that make sense?
And then you're able to talk about it, and you don't go kill each other.
Yes, it sharply contrasts with ideologies that reject religion outright. Yet it also protects individual beliefs. And you have the right to not believe if you choose not to. Although I have met people that have said that they do not believe. And whenever that happens to me, I tell them to build a seed and make it grow.
Right.
You know, one of the nice things about America is, for example, I am not a soccer fan. But I'm going to pull for the United States in the FIFA Cup. I'm rooting for the United States to win. It's the rest of the world's sport, really. We do play it here, and we're getting better at it. But, you know, we're playing the game. Carter, Russians went in Afghanistan, and there is somebody who listens to this show who was on that Olympic team that didn't get to go to the Olympics because they mixed politics with sports and didn't get to go to the Olympics, something you work so hard
right.
To, you know, Olympians work hard to get
years
to where
and
they're.
And, years and, years.
And those of us that wanted to go, who didn't get to go, but, you know, put in the effort and the best rise to the top. And that's what America is about. And that's the lesson.
Yeah.
Work hard, get rewarded big.
Right.
Don't come here from Mongolia as an exchange student working at the Edgewater. You're a physician in Mongolia under communist socialized medicine, and the girl is making $1,200 a month in Mongolia as a physician, comes to America as an exchange student, and makes more money cleaning rooms at the Edgewater in Laughlin than being a doctor in Mongolia.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like, come to America, work hard, pay hard, get paid good and rewarded for your hard work. Success is there to be had. Go get it.
Do you know if the medicine is socialized there? Is it like...
Yes.
It is? So that's why...
Yes.
So maybe the doctors in Canada probably don't make as much money either also?
In this young lady's mind, she's saying, when I told her, and I'm Googling, how much does a physician make in Arizona? I'm telling her, you should stay here. work on your English a little bit, and telling her, you know, the amount of money the average physician, family doctor makes in Arizona. And she's like, that's too much.
Wow.
That's too much, because that seed has been planted in her mind that communism, we all need to be the same.
Yes.
We don't have individuality.
Yeah.
And that is next to what the Muslims do with their burqas. They want their women to all be the same.
Yeah.
We want them out here on Lake Havasu showing their individuality.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, oh, boy.
Do we? Black year, yeah. Oh. So you were looking at the British holiday. It was the Royal Jubilee for London, England. Is the main British holiday, the Royal Jubilee.
The Royal Jubilee. Yeah, what day of the year is that?
I think it's coming up. I think it's going to be, I think it's July, I think.
July something?
Something in July. I'm not as well versed in British holidays as I'm in Irish holidays.
He's got the St. Paddy's Day and the 4th of
That's
July
right.
down.
Our favorite Scottish day. Yeah. That's the best part, Ray. Right? Our favorite Scottish holiday is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, Scottish holiday would be Robbie Burns night.
That's Robbie Burns?
Robert Burns.
Robert Burns.
Yeah. And then he invented the poetry and everything, but the haggis hunting season, where the guys go in the Highland Glens and go hunt the haggis, and then they eat the haggis.
The haggis?
The haggis. It's a wee Scottish creature like a gopher here in America, and they've got to hunt the little creatures.
They eat them?
Yeah, very tasty, actually.
Is it like a groundhog?
Yeah, and then they cut it, and, you know, and they make mashed potato and turnip with it, and you drink whiskey, and you celebrate Burns Supper Night and everything. So that's like one of the major Scottish holidays, too. Another good.
Does it taste like chicken?
No.
Oh, my Lord.
It's a very unique flavor. I can't even describe it, you know.
All right. We got about 1 minute remaining left in the show, so... 4th of July.
Common
ground. That's it?
Yeah, I think...
That's pretty much it. Any plans for 4th of July, all of you? Oh, yes. Also, I believe we, of course, do have our fireworks show. I believe they're still shooting it off at Piccadilly Point. So go to Rotary to see the fireworks show. And if you are like me and you shoot off your own fireworks, please beware. They are really cracking down on the aerials this year with it being such a dry season. So have fun, but be safe, everyone.
Maybe we'll see some drones in the near future instead of fireworks.
Which are great until they crash on you.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
They're
That's happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ooh, like into the crowd of people?
Can do.
I've seen they were very coordinated, actually. Yeah.
I've seen some really neat stuff, too. Well, we have that thing here with the international...
So here's our common ground. The 4th of July. We've been together 250 years. Let's stay together. Get out there. Get on your little motorcycle, your little wave runner, your big boat, and go have some fun.
Go party.
Cheers.
See you next week.
Be safe.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.